We're getting closer to Christmas, and with all the Black Friday sales doing the rounds at the moment, this is going to be helpful. You've got some good Christmas gift ideas.
I do, and we'll have some more next week as well, some last-minute ones. Power banks, a really good idea. Keep your smartphone and your tablet charged, especially, you know, if you're in an area that has power failures out there as well. So, you know, most smartphones now are pretty good, but still, you know, sometimes you just need that extra charge throughout the day. Cheap idea, why not buy a new keyboard or a mouse? You know, I just think it's a great idea. $50, $60, you can buy a really nice one. I've had one for years. There's a good gift idea. Subscriptions to Apple Music or Spotify go down, I think, really well. So you can buy a whole year subscription for people. And a Google Nest Hub too. It's got no camera to worry about. It makes a great alarm clock. It can wake you up with a sunrise effect and sound. You can actually silence the alarm by waving your hand at it. It's a really good idea, but you don't need that leaf if you're going to be on the radio. as well, yours is Let's Get Him Out of Bed. The screen's a great digital photo frame on there. The speakers are pretty good in it, so you can play radio or your music. So I think the Google Nest Hub too, and that's about $79, Lee. So it's a it's a reasonable price. Now, for people out there, please note, iPads are in short supply at the moment, especially the $499 basic iPad out there. So you might struggle to get that. And if you're looking to buy a monitor at the moment, I'm seeing the price of monitors rise weekly at the moment to short supply. That's how much the prices are going up. So if you see one at a good price and need one, I'd be buying one.
Gee, I like those suggestions. Great Christmas gift ideas. You'll have some more for us next Monday morning when we catch up. Passwords. Now, we're keeping told, change our passwords regularly just for security features.
We do, and we're pretty terrible at passwords still, I've got to say, Lee. I see so many people, you know, people have to, some have got to log into people's computers and we change things on there as well. Most of the passwords are pretty bad until, you know, I come along and say we need something a bit better. So NordPass has actually released a yearly list of the most popular passwords and it looks even worse than last year as well. So we've got to have an increased awareness of privacy and security now. But you know what, I'm getting a big believer now. If you need a password manager, I think people should be using it. Then you only ever have to remember one password because they will go along and create a unique password for you.
Richard, what are some of the doozies, some of the bad passwords that you've heard?
The five most popular ones were in 2021 were 123456, 123456789, 12345, QWERTY because it's on your keyboard, people in case you can't see it, and the word password on there as well.
Yeah, fair to say those passwords are terrible.
They're awful, Lee. They really are. And it's the same. It's the name of your cat or it's the name of when your football team won the premiership as well. No visible words in a password as well. So password manager, things like LastPass. If you've got an iPhone, I use the iCloud password manager in there as well. Whether it's free or cost money, it generates a new password for every site and service you join. It will fill out your username and your password as well, so you won't be locked out of your account. Much better idea. Grab yourself a password manager, people, but have a look at the password you're using right now as well. If there's a visible word inside that password, you need to change it. Capitalize one of the letters, put numbers in the middle, and then put a symbol at the end of it. Do something different.
So we're encouraged to use letters, numbers, and also characters and just space it out a little bit.
Space it out a little bit, yep.